Patrick Kelly, Regional Resource Manager with the University's Facilities and Land Management Office, emailed Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen this week about the status of planned university timber sales on Mitkoff Island. Kelly wrote that the university has adjusted its timber harvest prescription to address safety concerns identified by the university and raised by the public. That adjustment means the removal of one area slated for logging near the Banana Point boat launch ramp from logging plans. Kelly also wrote that the university will reduce timber harvest in an area along Mitkoff Highway over concerns voiced about logging the steep slope there. And the plan will be to use only selective helicopter harvesting for the South Mitkoff site. Petersburg's Borough Assembly last month sent a letter along with the city of Kuprinoff asking to suspend that timber sale and another one planned on western Mitkoff Island along the Wrangell Narrows. University officials late last month responded that they would proceed with both sales. At this week's assembly meeting, resident Becky Knight reiterated concerns over logging impacts and took issue with borough support for the logging.
It is troubling that in February, borough officials met in private with university and Division of Forestry representatives and voiced support for two Mitkoff timber sales. This was in the absence of further public discussion and knowledge of the potential impacts to the borough.
Mayor Mark Jensen addressed that meeting that he and borough manager Steve Giesbrecht had with representatives from the University and State Division of Forestry.
They came down to tell us what they were going to do as far as their logging around the state to keep small businesses, logging businesses going. During that meeting, I did not say I approved it. I said I support the logging industry, but I did state in that comment, like I do any time when I'm in a meeting, that that is my opinion. It is not the opinion of the assembly.
A May 21st letter from the university's Facilities and Land Management Associate Vice President Kit Duke cited that meeting with Jensen and Giesbrecht and said those two voiced support for the sales at that time. Kuprinoff City Councilor Dave Beebe wanted to take more of a look at the consequences of logging.
I think we really ought to have a coordinated review process that actually looks at the development activities, because it's very clear that if we take this knee-jerk, I'm for the timber industry, instead of actually looking at the consequences of the action, which, by the way, the details of which we're not even privy to. We don't even have access to. That's what I mean about the corrupt system. That is, it's a process that doesn't allow for the public to actually have enough information.
Beebe submitted a letter to the borough with questions about the borough's support for timber sales and public testimony restrictions. Mayor Jensen read that letter into the record, along with one from Papik Logging. That company is working on the Tonka timber sale on nearby Kuprinoff Island and estimates it's spent over $500,000 at local businesses and has employed local residents during a timber cutting on Kuprinoff. That letter was in response to a comment by Assemblymember John Haverlick back in May about logging by out-of-state companies with no local financial benefits. And another industry representative, local mill owner Chris Fry, urged the assembly to consider jobs that come with planned sales on the island. He noted a planned U.S. Forest Service Mitkoff sale that he said will be supplying small mills on the island.
It seems like there's a lot of talk of just shutting down logging, which would basically starve us of the resource we need to be able to do what we're doing. We're not talking huge harvest. We're talking small harvest.
That Forest Service sale is planned for national forest land, and an environmental analysis is expected out later this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.